Hello, I'm Matthew, and welcome to this week's edition of the Black Country Talking News for the 2nd of September, 2026.
Hello, and welcome to the Black Country Talking News, brought to you by the sight loss charity Beacon. We're pleased to confirm that the Talking News is now available via Alexa. Once you've enabled the Talking Newspapers skill, all you need to do is play Talking Newspapers and ask for the Black Country Talking News. Our Talking News service is also available via the free Wireless for the Blind app. It can be found on the Beacon Centre website, www.beaconvision.org/talking-news, as a podcast via services such as Apple or Spotify, or as a free CD. Simply contact Beacon Centre on 01902 880 111. We hope you enjoy this week's edition.
Reading for you this week, we have me, Matthew, Angela, Peter, Simon, and of course not forgetting Dan. In this week's edition, we have all the latest from Beacon, including the September edition of the Lifestyle Newsletter with Dan. There's some fascinating news from across the Black Country. We continue our journey round the Wrekin with Michael and Leslie Brackier. And of course, we have the latest goings-on from the Village of Leaford, our exclusive drama series, written by local authors John Marks and Michael Brackier, with audio also provided by Michael and Leslie Brackier, as episode 2 of our brand new feature, as we continue to potter about in the garden with our very own Talking News contributor and volunteer, Peter. Local news to start, though, with me, Matthew, Angela, and Peter. A South Staffordshire grandmother who has beaten bladder cancer 3 times has urged people to be part of research after joining a national study looking at a less invasive way to detect the disease. Security guard Brenda Irving from Essington had a tumour removed on each occasion after they were discovered, having all her treatment at Wolverhampton's New Cross Hospital. The mum of 3 and grandmother of 5 was one of 4,616 people across England who joined BC Recon, a study supported by the National Institute for Health and Care Research, NIHR, into the effectiveness of a urine test, instead of using a camera inspecting the bladder, known as a flexicystoscopy. It can be uncomfortable, embarrassing, and result in complications. The 60-year-old said, "It was explained to me that they were trying to find a way to test that was less invasive. All I had to do was give a sample. So I took the kit home, did it, labelled it up, and sent it back through the post. It was so easy and not invasive, and it was a lot quicker than waiting in hospital. I'd definitely do it again if I was asked, because it's so quick. If anyone is asked to do this, I would tell them to do it. If that's all you have to do, then more people might come forward to get checked." The staff were friendly, professional, and made me feel at ease. I had everything explained to me. Brenda said she has now received 2 clear tests, so is cancer-free, and is now only tested yearly after previous 6 monthly checkups. University of Birmingham researchers, funded by Cancer Research UK, developed a urine test identifying the mutated DNA which comes from bladder cancer. If proven accurate enough, the new test might be rolled out, so some patients might be able to avoid a cystoscopy. National Institute for Health and Care Research funding provided 2 staff at New Cross Hospital, Alison Bland, research nurse, and Yasmin Hussein, RDN Agile Research Delivery Team manager, for more than 6 months to recruit volunteers to the study. They signed up most of the 547 participants at the hospital, which is part of the Royal Wolverhampton NHS Trust, RWT. Mr. David Mack, consultant robotic and urological surgeon at RWT and principal investigator on BC Recon, said, Support provided through the NIHR-RDN was instrumental to the success of BC Recon at New Cross Hospital. Without this support, delivering the study at this scale would have been extremely challenging alongside routine NHS services.
And staying with the theme of medical breakthroughs, we now move from cancer research here in the Black Country to a rather unusual patient a little further afield. Many of us may well have enjoyed a day out at Chester Zoo over the years, but we probably won't have met anyone quite like Jodie Foster. Not the actor, but a 15-foot python who's become part of veterinary history after receiving a cancer treatment normally used for humans. Vets at Chester Zoo said the 40-kilogram reptile is back to a bright and feisty self after undergoing electrochemotherapy for a cancerous tumour on her jawbone. The 23-year-old reticulated python was named after Oscar winner Jodie Foster when she arrived at the Cheshire Zoo 2 decades ago, and staff noticed the initials JF for juvenile female on her paperwork. In 2024, she underwent surgery to remove a fibrosarcoma, a malignant tumour, from her jaw after keepers noticed she was eating less. But last year, the growth returned. Ian Ashpole, veterinary officer at Chester Zoo, said, "We were facing the possibility of losing her, as the tumour made it more and more difficult for her to eat. So we worked with cancer specialists to see whether we could adapt electrochemotherapy for a snake. As far as we're aware, it's the first time it's ever been used in one." Keepers and vets anaesthetised Jodie in her habitat before taking her to the zoo's veterinary centre. And there, because of the size of the patient, 2 operating tables were put together to make a space the size of a double bed. Dr. Ashpole said, "We used heated blankets and warmed air to keep her body temperature stable throughout the operation. After 90 minutes of surgery, she recovered remarkably quickly. The tumour and part of her jawbone were removed before electrochemotherapy was administered to target any remaining cancerous cells. The treatment combines the cancer drug bleomycin with a series of carefully controlled electrical pulses delivered directly to the tumour site, allowing the drug to enter more effectively and meaning lower doses can be used." Jose Alvarez Piconel from the University of Liverpool's Department of Small Animal Clinical Science said details of the procedure would be formally published so vets around the world could learn from the work. He said, "This has been a very special career highlight for me and a fantastic opportunity to expand the work we do within the department to support high-quality veterinary and translation research." In a final check this week, vets found no signs of the cancer returning, and Jodie's appetite has now returned to normal, as can be seen in footage released by the zoo enjoying a whole chicken. Pythons can unhinge their jaws to swallow prey bigger than the size of their head, an ability which has not been affected by Jodie's surgery. Dr. Ashpole said, "Seeing her back to her normal bright and feisty self has been incredibly rewarding. A few months ago, we generally didn't know whether she'd survive. Now, she's eating normally, exploring her habitat and behaving exactly as we'd hope. It also shows how much veterinary medicine is advancing. By bringing together zoo vets and cancer specialists, we've been able to use a treatment developed for people to save an animal in a way that's never been done before."
Up next, we have the Beacon Update.
Hello, my name is Ellie and I am a rehabilitation officer for visual impairment within the sensory team in Wolverhampton. A key part of my role is visiting people in their homes to provide support following sight loss and to help them maintain their independence. Essentially, my role is about problem solving. We begin with an informal conversation about any difficulties someone may be experiencing in their daily life, and then we work together to find practical solutions. This can include training in kitchen skills, such as safe pouring techniques, as well as providing helpful equipment like liquid level indicators, bumpons, and undercupboard lighting. We can also support people who are experiencing difficulties accessing information, whether that's reading printed materials, using a mobile phone, or navigating a tablet. We can recommend a range of magnification options and assistive technology to help make everyday tasks easier. For those who are finding it difficult to get out and about independently, we offer long cane training, route training, and support with using public transport. During Sensory Awareness Week, we will be raising awareness of the challenges faced by people living with sight loss, hearing loss, and dual sensory loss, while highlighting the support available across Wolverhampton. You can come and meet us at the Beacon Centre on the 9th of September, where we will be there throughout the day. We will also be at the Civic Centre on the 7th and the 10th of September. If you would like to make a referral into our service, please call 01902 55 1199. We look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
We are pleased to now introduce local author and musical duo Michael and Leslie Brachia in our podcast star segment, Round the Reeking.
Hello and welcome to Around the Reeking with Mike and Leslie. I'm Leslie.
I'm Mike.
This month you find us practising for a folk music session that we attend in a pub.
That's right.
Here in Shropshire.
That's right.
So we're trying out a few songs we thought you might like to listen in. So this first song was supposedly written about 12 miles from where I grew up. It's Simon and Garfunkel's Homeward Bound. I'm sitting in the rain. Station got a ticket for my destination.
All a tour, a one-night stand, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a woman band. Escaping home, where my
first one.
Yeah.
The second song is quite a bit different, but 2 years
later. Yes.
Later, this one was 64, oh, wasn't it?
64, and this one's 1966.
So this one, I know you know the Judy Collins
cover, yes.
But this is a Joni Mitchell song.
Right, yes. And I think I have heard Joni's own version, but the one that I'm most familiar with is Judy Collins.
And it's called Both Sides Now. Rose and flows of angel and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all.
Moons and dunes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel, as every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away.
I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know love. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. But now all friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. But something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know. I've looked at life from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all. Song we're going to do. I've been singing this a cappella for years, but I only knew one verse and two choruses.
And then we went to our local Woodman Folk Club
mm.
and saw Joe Topping, who was
yes.
a contestant on The Voice a while back.
That's right.
And he added an extra verse. So we thought that was an opportunity for Mike to have a verse. So we've got a verse each and a couple of choruses.
That's right.
I think the version that we're most familiar with listening to is by the Irish group The Furies.
That's right, that's right.
But it is an old song. It was written in the 19th century, but it's called...
I think I saw him do a version on Irish television.
Oh, yes, Finbar Fury. Yeah. Mm. And is it Imelda May?
I think it was. Yeah. It was lovely.
Yeah.
On a chat show, like,
yeah.
Live,
yeah,
I think it was lovely.
Gay Byrne, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's called When You Were Sweet 16. When first I saw
our last song of this practice session
mm-hmm.
for the Beacon, and we're going to do a Bob Dylan song.
Yeah, And a bit of a protest song, I think, isn't it? Again, from the 1960s sort of time.
A lot of his were protest songs. A lot of philosophy.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes anti-war was also. But and this one's called "Blowing in the Wind." How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Dylan's "Blowing in the Wind," given the second chance treatment by us. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope you enjoyed the whole show. That's Around the Reeking with Mike and Leslie. And I've been Mike.
And I've been Leslie.
So see you next time. Bye bye.
Time now to get all the latest from Beacon, as we have the Lifestyle Newsletter with Dan.
Beacon Lifestyle Newsletter. Welcome to September 2026. Would you like to receive this newsletter in a different format? Please contact us on 01902 880 111 or email inquiries@beaconvision.org. So welcome to September. As the season shift and a fresh month unfolds, and hopefully some rain arrives, we're thrilled to bring you our latest updates, stories and highlights. There's plenty to look forward to this autumn and beyond. And below is an image from our recent trip to Penderford Mill Nature Reserve. VIP sessions. These sessions are held monthly and the activities are designed with you to ensure we meet your needs. Our VIP group is a friendly bunch of people with sight loss who like to build friendships and connect with like-minded people. So we've got our VIP at Queen's Cross, and this group meets at the Queen's Cross Network, Wellington Road, DY1, 1RB, in the Cafe Plaza area. And that's on Friday the 4th of September, 1pm till 3pm. We've got VIP Brett Young. So this group is at the Brett Young Gateway, Old Horn Lane, Haileswowen, B63 3ST. You can purchase tea and coffee at the venue, and that'll be on Monday the 14th of September, 1pm to 3pm. VIP Beacon. So this group is at the Beacon Centre, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV4 6AZ, and that's on Wednesday the 30th of September from 6pm to 8pm. Now with this group this month, we're about to be going out for a meal to a Sheik's Indian restaurant, which is 52 Kent Street, Upper Gornal, Dudley, DY3 1UY. And we also have VIP in Stourbridge. So this is at the Sunshine Club in Stourbridge. That's 6 Crail Drive, DY9 7NY. And that's on Monday the 14th of September, 10am to 12pm. And we also have a VIP in Kings Winford. And that's at Kings Winford Medical Practice, Standhills Road, Kings Winford, DY6 8DN. And that's also on Friday the 4th of September, 10am to 12pm. September events. To book, contact Daniel Clark, dclark@beacovision.org, or call 01902 880111. So Beacon events are designed to be accessible and enjoyable for people living with sight loss. Our team is on hand throughout every activity to offer guidance, practical help and support so everyone feels confident and included. Event costs cover staffing and support to make each experience sight friendly. Transport is charged separately at cost price. So we're having a booking session and a booking day, so to speak. So on Tuesday the 1st of September, from 10am to 12pm, I'll be in the Bromford Lounge, which is in the Beacon Centre. And also I'll be available all day on 0784 802658, or you can email me, dclark@beacovision.org, and I'll be available all day that day to book or to discuss further details about the events throughout September and beyond. So throughout this month, we've got Tandem on Monday the 7th of September and Monday the 14th of September. We'll be departing Beacon at 10am and returning at 1pm, and the cost will be £3.50 for staffing and support, and the transport costs will be £7.70. So join us for our tandem bike rides led by qualified instructors who will support you throughout your ride. On Wednesday the 9th of September, we've got a health and wellbeing coffee morning, and that's the Beacon Courts Communal Lounge, 10am to 1pm. So please join us for a free coffee morning with Your Health Dudley and discover the free support available to help you feel healthier and happier. We also have a Beat It percussion sessions on Wednesday the 9th of September and Wednesday the 23rd of September. And that will be in Beacon Lifestyle Social Room, 1pm to 2:30pm. So come and join us for these free sessions. Beat It Percussion is a small West Midlands based CIC promoting well-being and good mental health through rhythm and sound groups and workshops. And on Thursday the 10th of September, come and join us for coffee and a quiz. So, as I say, that's Thursday the 10th of September, that's at Beacon Courts Communal Lounge at 10am, and the cost will be £2.50 for staffing and support. So just please come along for a cup of tea, a biscuit, a chat, a quiz. And on Friday the 11th of September, we've got Bantock Park and Museum. So that's at Bantock Park, Finchfield Road, Wolverhampton, West Midlands, WV39LQ. The transport will be the Beacon minibus departing Beacon at 10:30am and returning around 2:30pm. The cost will be £2.50 for staffing and support, and the transport cost is £5.50. So come and join us for a walk around Bantock Park, a look around the museum, and a bite to eat. On Tuesday the 15th of September, we've got a Vision Aid Demo Day or Demonstration Day. And that's at the Beacon Centre again, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV4 6AZ. And the time will be 10am to 2pm. So come and join us for a demonstration day with Vision Aid to try and see equipment and aid that could potentially help you. And on Thursday the 17th of September, we've got Wolverhampton Art Gallery and Archives. So the time we'll be leaving is 10:30 a.m, but on this one, we'll be leaving on public transport or meeting there. So we'll be departing Beacon on number one bus at around 10:30 a.m. The cost of that will be £2.50 for staffing and support. Please join us for a look around Wolverhampton Art Gallery and Archives. And 10-pin bowling. So we've got 10-pin bowling on Friday the 18th of September. Now there is £7.25 to pay at the venue on the day. The venue is 10-pin Dudley, Castle Gateway, Dudley, DY1-1TA, departing on the Beacon minibus at 10:30 a.m. and returning at 1:30 p.m. The cost is £2.50 for staffing and support, and the transport cost is £5.50. On Monday the 21st of September, we're going out for a meal to the Newbridge. So that's the Newbridge, Stonehouse, Tetnell Road, Tetnell, Wolverhampton, WV6OJU. The transport, again, is public transport, so with a big enough group, we'll be departing Beacon at 11:45 a.m. on the number one bus. And the cost, there'll be £2.50 for staffing and support. Now, on Wednesday the 23rd of September, we've got a free NHS health check day. And that's at Beacon Court Communal Lounge, and that's running from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. So please come along and have yourself a free NHS health check. Contact Your Health Dudley on 01384 732 402 or contact myself, Dan, for further information and to book your time slot. On Thursday, the 24th of September, we've got our fishing. So our venue is Albrighton Moat, Blue Hares Lane, Albrighton, Wolverhampton, Shropshire, WV7, 3FL, and we'll be departing on the Beacon minibus at 10:30 a.m. and returning at 2:30 p.m. And Beacon will cover the costs of this session, so it's a free session for anyone that's interested. Just please, I'll let me know. And on Friday the 25th of September, we've got our West Park walk. So we'll be departing on the Beacon minibus at 10:30 a.m. and returning at 2 p.m. The cost will be £2.50 for staffing and support, and the transport cost is £5.50. Come and join us for a relaxing walk around West Park and a bite to eat in the caff. We'll have a cooking session on Monday the 28th of September, and that's in the Lifestyle Centre kitchen, and that'll be from 1 p.m. to around 3 p.m. The cost again will be £2.50 for staffing and support, and this month we'll be making lasagna. So come along and cook up a storm with us in the kitchen. Any ingredients are available up on booking the activity, or just come and have a chat with me. On Tuesday the 29th of September, we're going on a trip to the cinema, and that's a Lockwork Cinema, 18 Friars Street, Wolverhampton, WV1, 1HT. And again, the transport for that is we're going to go on public transport if we can, and depart in Beacon at 10:15 a.m. on the number one bus. Now the film is Disclosure Day, and the cost of the ticket there is £5. So come and join us for a fun morning out at the cinema. If that is something of interest, just to add, because it's myself, just let me know, so because I've got a book, well, book it out, so to speak. Just let me know. Thank you. And on Wednesday the 30th of September, we're having a little pool tournament again in the Beacon Lifestyle Centre Games Room. And that'll run again from about 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. The cost will be £2.50 for the staffing and support again. And come and join us for a fun, relaxing afternoon of pool. There will be a prize for the winner. Beacon Gym. Contact Daniel Clark, that's dclark@beaconvision.org, or call 01902 880 111 to book in. Do you want to exercise in a fun and supportive atmosphere? Do you want to join classes or exercise independently? Are you someone who works out regularly or wants to start? The gym is open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Single sessions cost £5, or a monthly membership is £22. You must complete a health questionnaire and an induction before you start. Please sign in to use the gym at our main reception desk. We also are going to include some classes and activities within the gym area. So on Wednesday the 1st of September from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m, we've got our chair exercises. And also on Wednesday the 16th of September, we've got our chair exercises from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. So that's Wednesday the 1st and Wednesday the 16th of September. And that'll be over at the Brontford Lounge. Yeah. Indoor bowls we'll have on Monday the 7th of September and Monday the 28th of September. And that's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And that's at the Beacon Gym itself. And the cost of those indoor bowl sessions is £2.50 again for staffing and support. And there's a picture of a man playing bowls below. Beat It Percussion. We'll bring you a course of Rhythm for the Brain sessions to Beacon on Wednesday the 9th of September, on Wednesday the 23rd of September at 1 p.m. in the Lifestyle Sales Room. So come and join us to beat a drum, accessible to beginners, no need to be in music, exercise your brain to work out for memory skills, coordination and concentration, exercise your body, a gentle workout without the gym. Make friends, a safe group environment where you can make social connections, uplifting for your mood. Beat It Percussion is a small West Midlands-based CIC promoting well-being and good mental health through rhythm and sound groups and workshops. They work with adults who are living with disabilities, including physical and mental health support needs, memory loss, acquired brain injury, and sensory impairments, using drums and percussion instruments to help people feel better. So the sessions use adapted activities and a range of accessible instruments to enable everyone to participate. Sessions include multi-sensory delivery, auditory, visual, and kinesthetic. Sessions are culturally inclusive, incorporating rhythms and instruments from different cultures. Health and Wellbeing Coffee Morning. That's on Wednesday the 9th of September, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's Beacon Centre in the Bromford Residence Lounge. So Beacon members, visitors, staff and residents are warmly invited to join Your Health Dudley team and discover the free support available to help you feel healthier and happier. What's on offer from Your Health Dudley? Free refreshments and healthy snack. Adult weight management program. Smoking cessation support. Free NHS health checks. Healthy lifestyle support for families. Discounted or free exercise referrals. You just want to chat? That's fine. Just come along and say hi. Your Health Dudley and Beacon Activity Coordinator Dan, which is me, will be there to welcome you. And that's at the Beacon Centre, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV468Z. For further information, just email myself, dclark@beaconvision.org, or call 01902 880111. Everyone is welcome, and we'd love to see you there. Free NHS Health Check Day. So join Your Health Dudley and Beacon Centre for a healthier you. So on Wednesday the 23rd of September, from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Beacon Centre, in the Bromford Lounge, which is obviously Beacon Centre, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV46AZ, we're having a health check day. So what is a NHS health check? It's a free and quick check that can help spot early signs or risk factors for stroke, heart disease, type 2 diabetes and kidney problems. Early detection can save lives. A 45-minute check could help you understand your health risks and take action sooner. So what will be checked? They can check blood pressure, cholesterol and blood sugar with a small pinprick blood test, height and weight. Your advisor will also ask about smoking, food, activity and alcohol. For further information, email myself again, dclark@beaconvision.org, or call 01902 880 111. You can't attend on the day, just call Your Health Dudley on 01384 732 402 and the team can help book you in for another day. Beacon, live in the Lifestyle Centre on Tuesday the 1st of September, 1 p.m, is an acoustic performance from Beth Tudor. So if you'd like to attend, please inquire at Beacon Centre Reception Desk via email to inquiries@beaconvision.org or by calling 01902 880 111. And that's Tuesday the 1st of September at 1 p.m. Vision Aid. Independent family business established 1996. Join Vision Aid for a demo day. Explore the latest solutions with Jason Shaw. And that's on Tuesday the 15th of September, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Beacon Centre, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV468Z. And it's proud to be the UK's largest independent provider of low vision and blindness solutions. We're passionate about assisting every person to find the best possible solution for their unique needs. Are everyday tasks becoming a challenge? Every person's vision is unique, and so is our approach. We'd love to help you. Try our solutions for yourself with our friendly and knowledgeable specialist, either at the event or request an in-home demonstration. From task lighting and a range of magnifiers to devices that read text out loud, you can enjoy your hobbies again. If you can't attend the above date, please call Vision Aid on free phone 0800 002 5555. A completely free, no obligation, in-home demonstration. Loose change, big difference. Your kindness helps us be there for people living with sight loss across the Black Country and Staffordshire, providing the support, skills and confidence that can make a real difference to everyday life. Today, we'd love to invite you to help and support Beacon in a very simple way. We all have loose coins that seem to find their way into pockets, handbags, kitchen drawers, or even down the side of the sofa. Individually, they might not seem like much, but when our supporters bring all these coins together, small change can make a big difference. That's why we've launched Loose Change Big Difference. If you would like to receive your very own Beacon Loose Change box, please contact the fundraising team at supporters@beaconregion.org or just pick one up from reception. Simply follow the numbered instructions printed on the box to fold it together and start filling it up with your spare coins whenever you can. Every penny you collect will help local people living with sight loss receive the support they need to live more independently. So you're ready to make your change count? Simply return your full loose change box to Beacon Centre, Sedgley, or drop it into any of our charity shops. So there's a charity shop in Sedgley, Cannock, Hattingham, Hales Owen, Wensfield, and Painbridge. We'll count the money for you and send you an email or letter to let you know exactly how much you've raised for Beacon. We love celebrating the difference our supporters make. There's also got a quote from a Beacon member regarding this. So before coming to Beacon, I lack the confidence using technology. Thanks to the patient support I received, I can now use my phone independently, stay in touch with my family, and feel connected again. Beacon has given me back my confidence. Our friends at the Pen Choirs have asked us to help share details of their upcoming A Night of Musical Theatre concert. Pen singers were wonderful supporters of the Beacon throughout the last year, helping to raise funds for our work, and we're delighted to help promote this special event. Please view the concert details below. So, Pen Singers, A Night of Musical Theatre, and that's at Pen United Reformed Church, WV4 5QP, and that's on Saturday the 17th of October, 2026, and at 7:30pm. The guests are the 10-piece Jack Field Band. Tickets are £12. From Joy, who is 01902 429468, or Alex, who is 01902 338 570. And Pen Singers supporting Wings. Beyond Barriers Hub, Monday the 31st of August, barbecue, music and raffle. And that's at the Electric Club, Wolverhampton, WV3OQH, and the time is 2pm till late. So this special event is a high energy summer party. Enjoy safe barbecue with halal options, music and a chance to win. Fun for all. Specifically designed for the VI community, support workers, carers and the whole squad. Please bring cash if you want to have a go on the raffle. Proudly connected to Beyond Barriers Training Academy and Speaker Agency. Get in touch or join. You can call or text 07487 322 432 or email info@beyondbarrierstraining.com. Sedgley Lifestyle Centre. So we're now open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, 10am to 3pm at our base in Sedgley. We run several activities each day, including cooking, crafting, pottery, computer work, there's the use of a gym, listening to music, quizzes and reminiscing. We'll keep well hydrated with tea, coffee and water. And we have the restaurant to attend for a hot meal if you do not bring sandwiches with us. We are lively, fun and love to have a laugh. Why not come and join us for a trial day? So just contact the Beacon reception and ask for more details or email inquiries@beaconregion.org or call 01902 880 111. Befriending service. Have you got a free 30 minutes in the week? Do you want to help combat loneliness? Come and volunteer for a befriending service that is designed to help older people who might feel lonely. You can do this over the phone. This volunteering is flexible to suit you while you offer friendship and support. You'll be paired with someone based on common interests. If you are interested, contact our team by calling 01902 880 111 or email inquiries@beaconvision.org. Contact us. So our address is Beacon Centre, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV4 6AZ. Our phone number, again, is 01902 880 111. Our email is inquiries@beaconvision.org. Our website is www.beaconvision.org. To find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, it's at the Beacon Centre. And Beacon Court offers accommodation as well. So each apartment at Beacon Court has its own front door, individual access card, two bedrooms, store, a wet shower room, kitchen with appliances, gas central heating, and double glazed windows. Beacon provides a 24/7 care team on site to deal with any emergencies 365 days a year. There's a pull cord in each apartment that can be used in an emergency. You also get 30 minutes a week of wellbeing time to go through anything you like, such as help with post or paying bills. If you want any further information on accommodation at Beacon Court, please contact Chris Lam on 01902 882 170 or email christopher.lam@bromford.co.uk. And to unsubscribe from this newsletter, please contact us on 01902 880 111 or email inquiries@beaconvision.org.
We're delighted to introduce a brand new gardening series on the Black Country Talking News. Beacon's Talking News contributor and volunteer Peter invites us into the much-loved gardens at his home in the Black Country, taking us on a wonderfully descriptive tour through a colourful haven of flowers, shrubs, plants, and carefully tended spaces. Along the way, Peter captures his garden's unique character, from fragrant blooms and fascinating textures, to the gentle sounds of nature, and even the occasional flower, whose scent, to put it politely, certainly makes its presence known. Set against the backdrop of an impressive brick wall, once part of a Victorian walled garden, the series brings this special space vividly to life for us all. Introducing episode 2 of Pottering in the Garden with Peter.
And welcome to another talk about my garden in Wolverhampton. Last time, I described my front garden, which has a 12-foot-high wall separating it from the road and is roughly 50-foot square. You enter through an arch onto the gravel drive, and on the right is a long flower border, and on the left, a lawn surrounded by more flower borders. And the house has a large open porch which I use for flower displays. This time I'm going to talk in more detail about the plants in my front garden, the flowers, shrubs and trees. I'm going to start by talking about the long border down one side of the garden. I'm standing outside at the moment and you'll probably hear the traffic noises in the background. It's a very warm, sunny day in June, the start of a heat wave, which affects the plants as much as it does people. Well, the border is a mass of colour at the moment. Colour, shapes, sizes, all mingling with each other in what is usually called a cottage garden style. I can see whites, yellows, gold, blue, light blue, red, pink, purple and magenta, and because there's a bit of a breeze at the moment, the flowers with long stems are waving around and looking stunning. It's my style of gardening, really. I don't do formal planting. I just put things in the ground, just keeping to the simple rule of putting the tall plants at the back of the border and the small ones in front. Often I get it wrong and have to move plants, but that's not a problem. So let's look more closely at the flowers to start with. There's three types. Perennials, which come again year after year and spread quite happily, in some cases too much. And there's annuals, plants which generally flower once and die, not always. Sometimes they'll survive the winter and flower again, but they seed themselves, which I like. And the third type are weeds. Now, the definition of a weed is a flower that's in the wrong place, and many so-called weeds have very attractive flowers. There's three weeds that I like that I grow in that border. Firstly, the corn marigold. It has a vivid, bright yellow flower. which is a daisy shape about 2 inches across. All daisies, large or small, have the same structure. There's a circular centre around which are many petals, themselves forming a larger circle. The bit in the middle is where the pollen is and attracts insects. The corn marigold grows to about 18 inches high and has bluey-green foliage. The second weed is feverfew, which has lime-green foliage and clusters of small daisy-like flowers with an orange centre and white surrounding petals. In sunshine, like today, the white zings and looks superb. Feverfew is traditionally used to relieve migraine once it's been processed. I once ate a leaf to test it and really wish I hadn't. It was so bitter and I couldn't get the taste out of my mouth for hours. Never again. The third weed is called purple toad flax. It has long stems with very thin leaves, and each plant has clusters of stems. The flowers are a light bluey purple and look like a scrunched up thin face with a large mouth. Insects have to land on the bottom of the mouth part, which then opens to reveal the pollen inside. The bees love them. And they are prolific seeders, so I'm always pulling the seedlings up out of my drive. Now, let me talk about some of the perennial flowers in front of me. The stars of the show to me are the red campion and the white campion, elegant plants, 2 to 3 foot high, with silver-grey leaves and branching silver-grey stems, on the top of which are the flowers, 5 heart-shaped petals overlapping to form a circle of the most glorious magenta or pink or white, or even combinations of those colours when they've cross-fertilised. There's a lot of plants there. They dominate the border and seed profusely. They're drought-resistant, which is just as well, as that border can get very dry because of the trees on the other side of the fence sucking up all the moisture. But the campions are looking fine at the moment, which is more than can be said for another perennial here, a member of the sunflower family. They're not out yet. They flower in late summer. And at the moment, because of the hot sun, their leaves are all drooping. But they will recover and provide large areas of yellow sunflowers, again, daisy-type flowers, but they are a bit of a pain. They spread very quickly, and I keep pulling out the new growth, otherwise they would take over. And the last flowers I want to talk about today are the hardy geraniums. Not to be confused with the bright, showy plants much grown in containers that tend to be called geraniums, but are really pelargoniums. No, hardy geraniums are, as it says on the tin, hardy, and will live for many years and provide gardens with much colour. There's a huge variety of them, from very small to very big. They spread, so they suppress weeds and will grow anywhere. I have 4 varieties here, very different from one another, but they all have similar characteristics. Each leaf has 5 lobes, and each flower has 5 petals. But the colour and shape of leaves and flowers vary a great deal. The smallest of my geraniums has bright green and white variegated leaves, which means the 2 colours are all mixed up. It has striking pink flower, with the petals arranged in a circle. Another variety has dark green leaves and purple flowers, but the petals are like elongated teeth and are separated from one another. One variety has light blue flowers and very light green leaves, and another has grey-green leaves and dark blue circular flowers. As I said, a huge variety. They're fabulous plants. No garden can do without them. Well, I've come to the end of this talk, and I haven't even started describing the annuals and shrubs in this front border. I'll do so in my next talk. I'm now going to enjoy more of this sunshine.
Next up, of course, we have the latest goings on from the village of Leaford.
Leaford Village, written by Michael Brakier and John Marks. Episode 19, 1, 2, 3, 4, read by Michael and Leslie Brakier. Previously in Leaford Village, Suptra and Nita make the decision not to go back to India. Gail Perkins reveals her past relationship with Nick Althorpe and knows who is responsible for the fire at the hairdressers, but is not saying. Alan Gomez, the duplicitous Lothario, is confronted by Sherry and Linda. Some of the younger Leaford residents have decided to form a band to enter the talent contest at the community centre, and that Cross is looking to start a football team. Scene 1, the car park by the library.
A bit of a Romeo, aren't we, Mr. Gomez?
Linda stands with her hands on her hips. Alan Gomez's usual confident manner had deserted him the moment he saw Linda and Sherry standing in the dim glow of the security light.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Linda is not going to let him leave without an explanation, but Alan's mouth is so dry he can hardly speak. He smiles instead.
And you can wipe that smile off your face. Linda can hear in her own voice that of her mother scolding her whenever she had misbehaved. This amuses her slightly, but she remains straight-faced. Alan spreads his arms wide.
I'm sorry, Linda. I just thought...
You just thought that it would be cool to have both of us on the go at the same time, eh?
Alan looks down at the floor. He hasn't felt this humiliated since he was made to stand up in front of the whole regional sales team to explain it was his poor sales figures that had prevented the whole team achieving their bonus for the year. He'd resigned shortly afterwards and made a vow to himself he was never going to work for anyone again. Right now, with Linda Cross moving ever closer to him in a threatening manner, it is difficult to see how he can resign from this situation. Linda, I feel, he stutters. She's so close to him now, he can feel her breath on his face. He gulps.
If you ever, ever go anywhere near my sister again, then I will make you pay dearly.
Another gulp.
I will tell everyone what a sleazy, selfish character you really are. You understand?
Alan nods, his forehead almost touching Linda's.
Say it, then.
He licks his lips, which are so dry they are stuck together. I understand.
Linda nods. Yes, I think you do.
I do. I understand.
She nods again. Good. Now kiss me.
What?
Scene 2, the vicarage.
A person walking past the vicarage might feel a pang of nostalgia for a gentler way of life if they hear the strains of a Vaughan Williams song coming through Reverend John Peterson's open study window. Or they might feel uplifted by a Handel oratorio, or even pause to question the deeper meaning of life after a few bars of a Mahler symphony. But not today. Today, the sounds coming from the vicarage are like nothing ever heard before in Leaford Village. The sounds of guitars tuning, the opening riff of Times Like These, played through every effects pedal known to man, in such a way that would be completely unrecognisable to the Foo Fighters who wrote it. And then there's the bass, which, if the volume were to be turned up half a notch, would dislodge masonry that had weathered many a storm over centuries.
Zach was correct in assuming Claire would know a bass player, and Ziggy has turned up and tuned up, and is adjusting his strap so his bass is just above his knees. Unbeknown to Zach, his soundproofed room is effective to the extent that no one in the house can hear him practicing his violin, which none of his friends know anything about, or his father tinkering on the piano, preparing for an upcoming service. It's not so effective for an onslaught of amplification. Luckily, Zach and his friends are the only ones in the house and are blissfully unaware of the quizzical look on the faces of passers-by. Where's Claire? Shouts Simon, eyeing the empty drum stool at the back of the room.
She's on her way. Simon tries to lip-read Zach, fails and shrugs his shoulders. She's on her way! Zach shouts again, another shrug.
Zach goes over to Adam's amplifier and pulls out the lead. Silence. What the? Says Adam, looking down at his guitar switches.
Give it a rest, Adam. I can't hear myself shout, says Zach.
Ziggy goes to pluck another deep note, but receives a look from Adam that causes him to rethink his move.
Now I can speak.
The others put down their instruments in case the temptation to play gets the better of them.
Claire's on the way. Before she comes, I want us to work out this song I wrote a couple of weeks ago. He pulls a folded sheet of paper out of his back pocket and spreads it on top of Adam's amplifier. It's a love song.
Immediately there is a collective groan from the others. Is it called Claire by any chance?
Zach ignores Adam's comment,
It goes like this. Zach proceeds to sing a couple of verses of the song. The others nod their approval.
Well, it's got something, mate, even if it is a love song, says Simon. Have you got the chords so we can have a go?
I have, but here's the killer chorus. Zach belts out the chorus. When he finishes, the others look at each other. Then it's Zach.
Mate, you're not really going to sing that, are you? Says Adam.
Zach looks bemused. Of course, it's the best bit of the song.
Adam and Simon both look away. Ziggy shakes his head and plucks a low D that sends a framed family photo crashing to the floor. Scene 3, the police station.
Who, Gail? Who did you meet?
The name almost escapes from Gail Perkins' lips, but she checks herself and leans back in the chair. What's in it for me?
Sergeant Stephen Miller does a double take. What? What do you mean? What's in it for me?
If I tell you who it is, what do I get out of it?
Stephen throws his hands up in the air. Unbelievable! He draws out the word.
Gail has a hint of a smile on her face. I'm serious. If I'm going to give you vital information, information that would have taken you years to find out for yourself, then there has to be something in it for me.
PC Gary Cole walks back into the room carrying three cups of tea on a tray. He places a tray on the table and passes one cup to Gail, one to Stephen, and sits down with his own cup in front of him.
Oh, thank you, Gary. Gail takes a sip of tea. No biscuits. Gary stands. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't...
Sit down. Stephen slams both hands on the table. There's an uncomfortable silence before he speaks. PC Carr, Miss Perkins here thinks that we should be rewarding her for the information she holds that will enable us to solve the crime.
Gary takes a long drink of tea and smacks his lips. Fair enough, Sarge.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Give me strength.
Stephen spends the next silent minute trying to quell his anger and frustration. He takes a couple of deep breaths and, when he speaks again, it is with his usual composure.
Look, Gail, this is the situation. If you tell us who actually planted the device, whose idea it was, then it will help your case when you come to court to defend yourself against whatever we decide to charge you with. If you don't, then we'll have to assume you carried out the whole operation, and that could mean a long prison term.
Gary drains his teacup. Fair enough, Sarge.
Stephen sighs. So what is it to be, Gail? Scene 4. Back at the vicarage.
Claire walks into the music room just as the rest of the band are finishing Zach's song.
Hi. Perfect timing. Well, you are the drummer. Zach laughs at his own joke, then hugs Claire. They embrace for what to the others is an extraordinarily long and unnecessary time. Before Claire sits behind her kit, she makes a few minor adjustments, plays a couple of rolls across the kit, and then waits.
What are we doing then? She asks, drumsticks poised.
A song I wrote a couple of weeks ago. You'll love it. It's really easy, isn't it?
Zach looks around at the others, who are looking glumly at their instruments.
Just play a straight 4-4 beat, but rock it up in the chorus.
OK, says Claire. I'll count you in. She clicks her sticks together 4 times and the band launch into the song. There are 2 verses and a short guitar solo from Adam before a rising sequence of chord that leads into the chorus.
And I'm so glad I met you, and I'll never forget you, Amanda.
It is a well-known fact, even to those with little musical knowledge, that in any rock song, once a drummer unexpectedly stops drumming, much of the power in the song is lost. Gradually, the others follow Claire's lead, and what follows can only be described as an awkward moment.
Why have we stopped? Asked Zach. It was sounding great.
Claire puts down her sticks. Who's Amanda?
What?
Who is Amanda, the girl you wrote the song for?
No one. Just something I wrote.
A couple of weeks ago, Claire stands behind the kit.
Yeah, it's not about anyone. The penny drops. Oh, I can see why you...
He's unable to finish the sentence before Claire rushes out of the room. Adam bites his bottom lip. Simon scratches the back of his head.
I had to use Amanda. I needed a name with 3 syllables, offers Zach. It's Ziggy who speaks. I think you just lost your girlfriend, mate.
Zach's face reddens. It's worse than that, says Adam. We've lost our drummer.
Scene 5.
So that's it for another edition of the Black Country Talking News. A reminder to our CD listeners who have received CDs in padded envelopes that you don't need to send anything back to us. If you have a sightless tip or someone you would like to wish a happy birthday to, just say hello to. Maybe even a poem or talking book you would like reviewed, then please get in touch with us at the Beacon Centre. Call 01902 880111. Email bctn@beaconvision.org or write to us at the Black Country Talking News, Beacon, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV4 6AZ. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for listening, and thank you to all our supporters, donators and volunteers who without their support we would be unable to run this free service. Please note the information and views expressed in this recording does not necessarily represent the views of Beacon or Talking News and were accurate at the time of recording. Mentions of goods and services does not imply endorsement, and whilst every care is taken to supply accurate information, Beacon and Talking News do not undertake liability for any errors. So it's goodbye from all of us, stay safe, have a good week, and we look forward to bringing you next week's edition of the Black Country Talking News. Ta-ra!